Hey there, how have you been? It's been a hot minute away, right? See, I don't even know whether to blame it on tiredness or adulting and life happening to everybody, or just plain old laziness, fatigue, or maybe it's just burnout or anything. I just know that I've slighted everybody. But here I am today trying to make amends for my ways. Hey God, where do I start from? Anyway, let me just do an introduction as if nothing happened. But we know a lot of things happened, right? So hi everybody, welcome to the Value Cafe podcast. This is another episode, another long overdue episode, let me add that. This is where I have laid back conversations, with friends and sometimes myself, as in this case, on things around growth, impact, and generally hacking this human experience. So if you are new here, perhaps this is the first time you are stumbling on this podcast, welcome. And if you are a return listener, welcome back, and thank you for sticking through with me, because I know that again I have slighted everybody. So for contest, I had my podversary event. That's my first anniversary of starting my podcast, and that held in May earlier this year. And oh boy, it was actually a very, very wonderful experience for me as a lover of the arts and conversations and people and all of those things. I thought to merge all of that together and have a live podcast recording as well as a pod times art event, right? So it was held in a health gallery. We had fun and all of those things, and of course the conversations were really, really insightful and enlightening and fun, and I got to meet people. So shout out to everybody that came around, thank you so much. The episode from the live recording should have dropped right almost immediately, but no. And see here, just got, I don't want to say carried away, but I mean, there were a lot. I was, of course, thinking of editing it. I had a wonderful friend of mine help out with the recording, and of course, the old sound setup. Shout out to Nick of Little Bits of Stuff with Nick. Thank you so much once again. I got the recording again, and I was supposed to release the episode, but then I felt like, oh, about a 1 or 2 weeks had passed already, and I might as well take my time and do it with a lot of flourish and everything. And that is the thing they say about best laid plans. Sometimes then they don't materialize, because by your own hands you will use analysis paralysis to kill it, and that was what happened. But I think what also was happening at this around that period was a lot of things were happening for me. Oh God, there's a lot of happenings. But anyway, back to the story. So a lot of things were just happening around that period. And a week before then, before the podversary event, I had my passing out parade. If you're Nigerian, you would understand this. I completed my NYC and had my POP. Then the whole week was, I had to attend to a couple of things that had me very distracted, and at the same time also plan towards having a successful event. And thankfully it was successful, it went well, glory to God. And then the following week, after the weekend, I had to resume at work. I started a new job and all of those things. So everything was just happening at the same time, because I didn't exactly have a period where I had like a break or a time to myself to say, oh yes, I've done my POP, I've had my event, let me take maybe a week or some time off to, and all of those things. And I'm not complaining, but also it was a really, really intense period for me. And up until like the past 1 or 2 months before I started feeling as if I can I'm finally settling down, getting my bearing, getting my footing, setting structure, doing a number of different things. And yeah, but it's been an interesting and exciting journey, albeit challenging, but and all of that. So enough about work. So a lot of those things were happening at the same time. I had a number of health breakdowns, hormonal imbalances. I could easily tie that to stress, because again, and yes, I had the mother of all break out. I still have it, breakouts and all of those things. So at that point, it was just like, there's a lot going on in my life right now. And of course, some things have to give. And unfortunately, the podcast was one of those things that had to give or that gave. So again, I was entering a new life phase and I didn't want to, you know, overstretch myself and burn out to the very end and all of that. So, and I also did not want to, you know, be epileptic with releasing episodes and not being able to keep up with the consistency. So I just felt I might as well just make it a season break and, you know, resume maybe after, like, you know, 2, 3, 4 weeks and or a month and, you know, come back. However, on me resuming, in my head I was feeling like, I've had a break, I don't want to just come back, you know, I have to come back like bang, ding, 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 with a blast, and you know, everybody will know that, yes, you know, she went on break, she's refreshed, she's back, she's ready to give it to us hot. You know what they say about best laid plans? Well, this one too ended up flopping because once I entered that overthinking mode, I was just like, and then I kept getting busier. I kept finding more excuses, and albeit of course legit and all of those things, but still, thanks to my friends who have just been, you know, once in a while just be hinting and threatening me and, you know, reminding and encouraging me. I can't mention everybody, but I mean, thank you so much. Dami, Muyo, Christabel, Yeni, Gracie of Grow and Glow Podcast, Onyi, Brotums, Olu, a lot of different people who were constantly on my neck, and they were like, Esther, when are you going to release your next episode? And as a number of them said, you are never going to get any less busy, in quotes like that. There will always be things to do and all of those things, and you just have to find a way to make it work if you are really, you know, passionate, in quotes, about what you say you are doing or you want to do. So after all said and done, and after tying myself with promises and saying I was going to come back, and I felt like this is the time for me to come back, I just decided to, you know, I'm just going to do this and get back in the flow, ease myself back into it and say, oh yes, this is a resumption, or is it a renaissance? I don't know if I pronounced that correctly, but I'm back like I never left or not. But anyway, yeah, I didn't even announce or do any build up to this, like saying, so I'm resuming next week or something like that. This is just going to be like a thief in the night kind of thing. So some of you are going to get to listen to this episode because either I sent you the link or you get the notification if you are a subscriber on any of the podcast streaming platforms on which you are subscribed to me. Yeah. So again, thank you for loving me, and thank you for sticking through, and thank you for listening, and even listening to all my plenty shalaye or explanation up until this point. But anyway, welcome back, and I look forward to, you know, doing great stuff together. I'm still going to be having conversations around growth, impact, and of course hacking this humaning experience, because it's not easy. And of course I'm going to show up as myself, with myself, and of course with wonderful guests, and to all my guests that I have actually interviewed, because funny enough, I have a lot of recordings in my bank. I had had some guests on for, like, recorded ahead for Impact Corner segment. I had some 2 in 2 segments. I had some fun and banned episodes that have not been released or anything. They are just there because madam here was overthinking and just could not be bothered, was tired and fatigued and mentally drained, you know, to have bothered with all of those things. But I'm back now, and again promising to deliver as much value as you can take, because I have a lot to give. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I guess that's it for today, for this week. And of course, you can connect with me at The Value Ada and at The Value Cafe Pod on all social media platforms. You can also send a mail to thevaluecafepod@gmail.com. If you would like to plug your friends to my previous episode, and of course, to look forward to the next ones, do well to share the link, and get them to subscribe, get them to reach out, get them to drop their, you know, thoughts, their comments on any of those platforms, and I will definitely be having my eyes open and ready to receive and reply to all of them. Of course, if you would love to, you know, suggest a topic, suggest a guest, or you'd like to also be one of my guests around these themes of growth, impact, and generally navigating life together, you can do that via the link that I'm going to be sharing in the description of this episode, or again on any of the social media platforms. Again, you can reach me at The Value Other or Esther Opone or at The Value Cafe Pod. So enough of going back and forth on that, and thank you so much for listening. I look forward to seeing you again next episode. Bye.